Chapter 2. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you, if you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give honor unto my name, saith Yahweh of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings, yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed, and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feasts, and one shall take you away with it. And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith Yahweh of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me, and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. But ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith Yahweh of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one El created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Judah hath dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem, for Judah hath profaned the holiness of Yahweh, which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange El. Yahweh will cut off the man that doeth this, the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and him that offer an offering unto Yahweh of hosts. And this have you done again, covering the altar of Yahweh with tears, with weeping, and with crying out, insomuch that he regardeth not the offering any more, or receiveth it with goodwill at your hand. Yet ye say, wherefore? Because Yahweh hath been witness between thee and thy wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously, yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant. And did not he make one? Yet had he the residue of the Spirit. And wherefore one? That he might seek a seed from Elohim. Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. For Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away. For one covereth violence with his garment, saith Yahweh of hosts. Therefore take heed to your spirit, that you deal not treacherously. You have wearied Yahweh with your words. Yet you say, wherein have we wearied him? When you say, every one that doeth evil is good in the sight of Yahweh, and he delighteth in them. Or, where is the Elohim of judgment?